Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Idly, hey!
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished!
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we talk to your favorite actors from film and television, music, comedy, and more. And today we have a very special guest. We are chatting with actor Phil Wright, who can be seen currently on the streamer. This premiered October 1st, Under Wraps, and it's on Disney Plus and Disney Channel. Well, it was on Disney Channel first. And for those who are like, what's Disney Channel? That was long before Phil's laughing. Disney Plus. For us old school kids who grew up watching the Disney Channel. In fact, you had to pay to watch the Disney Channel back in the day before, you know, it was available for free. Anyway, I digress. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Brett? Thank you for having me on.
Yes, well, let's talk about this television show, Under Wraps, which is a, I don't want to say it's a remake or a reboot or a retelling. Can you let us in on that a little bit and kind of what people can expect?
Yeah, it's a remake. You know, the original debuted in 1997. With some amazing stars or whatnot, and Disney Channel was intrigued by the idea of remaking the movie. So what we did was remade it, and it was really fun. We shot in Vancouver, and we just had a blast doing it. It was really, really fun and interesting. And as you can see, I play Harold in Under Wraps, which is the mummy, the guy, that guy. So you don't particularly see my face, but there's so many things going on. I have prosthetics on. I have a big helmet on. I have, you know, this whole mummy outfit on that just devours my entire body. But we have a great, great time shooting this film. So it was really, really fun.
Yeah, it's fantastic. My son and I have watched it a couple times. It's definitely family friendly. And he is at that age where he likes the idea of being scared and scary things. But when it comes to actually being scared, he's not so much a fan. Movie is perfect for children in that age range. So it's a lot of fun. Very entertaining. Now, but this isn't your first outing with Disney. You've been involved with them since 2020 or so, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Actually, I had the fortunate opportunity to sell Disney the IP of my dance class. So just to rewind a little bit, I started a class called The Parent Jam. And what I would do is I would mix parents and their kids to dance in my class. And that kind of took wildfire on the internet. I would record it, put it on the YouTube, and you know, people would love to see it. And then a producer approached me. Her name was Irene Dreher. And she said, hey, this may be a great TV show idea. So she got me to Disney Channel's office. And she had produced Sister Sister, Secret Life of Zack and Cody. She was well connected. So 9 months later, speed through, we got the green light to create Disney Channel's Fam Jam, which is on Disney Plus as well. So I was able to executive produce, be a choreographer and host on that particular show. So that's actually on right now on Disney Channel, Disney Plus as well.
Yes, triple threat. That's awesome. And it really does take those types of connections to get things done. You know what I'm saying? Because really, you know, I want to talk about this idea of opportunity, because really, like, to get a show from tip to tail onto television is quite a process. It's not something, unless you are a certain somebody, which we're not going to name names, but really, it takes a lot of work to get something to television, like whether it be Under Wraps or, you know, the Parent Jam, whatever the case might be. But the thing that I think people miss is that there are years of work behind all of that, because you've been a choreographer forever, and you've worked with some amazing people like Nas X, Cardi B, G-Eazy, even MC Hammer. So let's rewind even a little bit further and talk about your life and sort of how entertainment became a part of your life, so to speak.
I mean, well, I started dancing at the age of 9. So I have had, you know, I've had like dancing experience for a very, very long time. So dancing is sort of in my DNA, you know. And, you know, I just started teaching around local studios and whatnot, and started developing an audience, a fan base and whatnot. And I was a street dance kid. And then eventually, you know, the world of TikTok today, I was that guy back in the day without TikTok for YouTube. So that's what it was, you know? So it's just, obviously the world has evolved, but yeah, just to fast forward a little bit, I moved to LA about 8 years ago, and didn't have a dime. I didn't have anything. And I just started filming, my like pieces of choreography on the streets. Remember when IG was like, 15 seconds videos?
Yes, yeah, before it was what it was, before any of that,
before it was what it was today, I would take that, those 15 seconds, shoot my choreography really quick and post it, and I would shoot that like maybe 5 to 7 times a day, and then drop one every single day. And I just sort of kind of like develop a strategy to kind of put myself out there. I utilize social media to kind of promote myself and put myself out there in different platforms and avenues. So, and then from there, one thing led to another. And I always tell this to my students, like, you should never, ever stop working. Hard work will always pay off. Always, always pay off. And that's something that I've seen and witnessed for my life.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. Did you ever dip your toes into Vine at all? Or was Vine kind of after the fact for you?
Vine actually came and went so fast.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't even have a chance to get on it, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's when I think I discovered King Batch, who else? It was a few other, Young DC Fly, like a few other influencers or whatever, but it was, Vine came fast. And
Instagram,
you know,
killed it.
Instagram absorbed it so fast, you know, so as soon as Instagram absorbed it, that's when I kind of was already like, okay, I'm already on Instagram, here we go.
Fantastic. Well, we have been chatting with Phil Wright. We're talking about Under Wraps, which is now available on the Disney Channel and Disney Plus. It was premiered on October 8th. One last quick question. You just alluded to this earlier, but in regards to just helping people, and what about the best advice that's ever been given to you, Phil, that has sustained you in this industry?
Always look forward. You know, you can't correct things that you haven't, like things that you've already experienced already, and those mistakes, those failures are built for you to build up bigger strengths for your future. So don't be afraid of the failures. That's what I would actually say is don't. The failure is a part of the process. And if I was to rewind the hands of time to go back, I wouldn't change a thing that I've been through, you know? And once again, all of those failures built up to what my success story is today.
I love it. Again, we've been chatting with actor, dancer, and performer Phil Wright. Again, be sure to check out Under Wraps. It's available on these streamers that we mentioned. It's family friendly and a lot of fun. Phil Wright, thank you for joining us on the Brett Allen Show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brett.
That brings today's show to a close.
Goodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.